I think that we are very soon now going to have to revise our notion of these near-death experiences, which have become such a big part of our culture, because what we find is that these experiences occur not just to people who almost die and are brought back, but that they occur to the people standing around the bed. They sort of leak out and encompass people who are standing nearby. In other words, that as grandma dies, the people standing around the bed often report such thing as leaving their body or seeing this light or the becoming aware of the presence of this tunnel. Even including, George, quite a number of cases I've had of people who were there at the bedside of a dying loved one, and as that person died, the bystanders themselves say that they co-participated in the panoramic life review of the person who was passing away. I think maybe the most dramatic case I have of this, of a woman an elderly woman I interviewed in Carrollton, Georgia, where I was living for quite a while, who had been married to her husband, one of these long-term marriages that, you know, people who grew up together and naturally fell into a marriage as they grew up. And she was there, and she said as her husband was dying, this light appeared, and she was surrounded along with him of this full-color, three-dimensional, holographic panorama consisting of all of the events of his life and their life together. And so I think that, you know, we've sort of fallen into a certain way of looking at this in which we think of the near-death experience as like one person goes and comes back. But now what we're finding, and I'm sure that other investigators are going to find this same thing once they start looking and asking around, is that other people nearby have the same thing. And you see, I think that puts us into a whole different category of trying to understand this. I mean, it's in a way, the neurophysiological explanation that Roy was alluding to there, that these people who simplistically, in my mind, think that these near-death experiences are just the product of the dying brain and the electrochemical discharges that are taking place in the brain, if they are intellectually honest, are going to have to really revise their thinking on this, because we can't talk anymore of just a near-death experience per se. We've got to talk about this broader and clearly related phenomenon that I'm calling shared death experiences, which are really identically the same elements, except that they occur to people who are nearby. The first one I heard of this was back in 1972, my first year in medical school, from one of my own medical school professors, a woman who had had the emotionally shocking and difficult situation, as you can imagine, of resuscitating her own mother, and said as her mother died, this physician herself suddenly found herself out of her body, looking down. She could see her own body standing beside the bed of her mother, who was now deceased. She saw her mother's deceased body in the bed. And to use her exact words, which I wrote down at the time, she said, I was trying to get my bearings, because she had, like me, she had not been raised a religious person and never had given any thought to an idea of an afterlife. But suddenly, she found herself out of her body, looking at her own body down below, looking at her mother's deceased body. And in this state of kind of trying to get oriented, she looked around and she saw there beside her, her mother, to use again her exact words, now in spirit form. and she became aware of what seemed to be a tube or a tunnel off in the distance from which this immensely bright and comforting light was beaming. And she said, emerging from that light, she saw relatives and friends of her mother's who had already died, who seemed to be there to come to greet her mother. And then she said she said her goodbyes to her mother and saw her mother recede into this light. And then all of these people were drawn back into this tunnel. And the part that I remember to this day so vividly is she said that as this tunnel closed off, it went down in a spiral, kind of like a camera lens does.
Right.
And then she found herself back in her own body, standing beside the bed in which her now deceased mother was. And because of the change in hospital practice, back when I started medical school, in a way that seems unthinkable now, what the practice was that when a patient was dying, the doctors and nurses would come in, and they would escort the family out on the idea that this would be too overwhelming for the family, and the doctors and nurses would be there. But now the hospital practice changed some years ago, and that is bringing around a tidal wave of these shared death experiences that are the same thing, except that it's the bystanders. And as I said, I think that this is going to cause a major shift